If you've ever tried putting sunscreen on kids, you know it can turn into a full negotiation or a meltdown. It used to be a bit of a battle for us until I found Primally Pure Sunstick. It's super quick, no mess, no rubbing anything in forever. You just swipe it on and you're done. It's mineral-based with non-nano zinc and really simple ingredients, which I feel good about using on my kids. It's just clean, easy coverage that doesn't slow us down. So if you've ever stood there reading the back of a sunscreen bottle, shop Primally Pure's SPF collection for simple, non-toxic ingredients you can trust.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, we're back. I promised we would do a little postmortem on the Rangers. We do it with Joe Micheletti. Joe, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. Thanks. How are
you? All right, Joe, how surprised by Game 6?
I would say surprised, Mike. As you and I talked, I expected the Rangers to have a game 7 tonight in Ottawa. So I am surprised with a couple of things. And as we discussed, I mean, you always have to when you get to a point where there is no longer a margin for error, you have to leave some possibilities open for things to happen. If your team plays well and well enough to win, yet they don't because of, you know, hot goaltending or other things that could happen. The fact that the Rangers lost, the biggest surprise for me, Mike, was the first period, how they came out. They didn't look like a very desperate team. They had a chance in that first period to really get the lead with the three power plays that they had. That not only did they fail on those, but there was definitely a momentum swing with the way that happened, and you know, kind of sucked the life out of the building a little bit. And then their goaltender Craig Anderson had his best game of the series. So you toss all those things in, and the Rangers played their best period in the third period. When, you know, they played with such desperation that I think a lot of people thought, where was that, or, you know, early on in the game? And because certainly it was Ottawa that came out and had the edge in the first period.
You know, listen, we're watching right now as they're killing Ovechkin in Washington, and they lose again, and, you know, they're killing him. And that guy's been a great player. We all know that. And he hasn't won. So it's not easy. But I think the hardest thing to do in sports is to turn a good team into a championship team. Very difficult. It's always that fine line. Are you gonna hurt the team? You got a consistent winner. You know, the Rangers have been in the playoffs all these years in a row. They got a bunch of guys who've been there through all of it. They got a bunch who have been there 5 years. They got a bunch who've been there, guys who've been there 5 years, 6 years, 7 years in a row, and they've been there, but they haven't gotten to the, you know, mountaintop. Is this the year they make the radical move, or is it still just refine and tweak and bring in a couple of, you know, youngsters and do the things that they've keep doing, or do they now decide to make a more radical move?
That's going to be interesting, you know, Mike, because I think, you know, when you look at the Rangers season in its totality, If you go back to even September when all the experts start making their picks and who to watch, and, you know, the Rangers were not on anyone's radar after losing in the first round the way they did to Pittsburgh last season, and so nobody gave the Rangers a chance, and so they surprised an awful lot of people with the way they played, and I think you have to give credit to Jeff Gorton, the general manager, and his staff for what they did, because what looked like just some subtle changes in the off season turned out to be almost a stroke of genius with the way that he was able to reassemble, especially the forward lines, and give them a team that had a lot of balance up front. You also certainly expect that your young players, you know, being a year older, would improve, and that happened as well. The kind of year JT Miller had was impressive, and Kevin Hayes came back with a real strong season. They faltered at the end, which hurt. Hayes, I believe, finishes last. He went 24 games without scoring a goal. JT Miller went, you know, 17 or 18 without scoring a goal. That hurt them in the playoffs. And so I think when you look at this, and then I think the other thing you have to do too, Mike, is you look at the final four teams that are in the playoffs. And you look at the way the game is being played these days, and you know why maybe these teams are in. You know, you've got Pittsburgh, Ottawa, Anaheim, and Nashville, and you ask yourself, what is the one thing in particular that is in common with all those four teams? And when you look at it, you know, certainly there's some star players, but they all have a group of defense that skate, handle the puck, have mobility, get the puck out of the zone quickly, and that's a big reason why they're there. And that's where this league has turned. And so I think if, you know, when you talk about what happens with this team, you know, I don't think there's any question that that Jeff Gorton and his staff would try to rearrange their defense to get more mobility back there. And but again, it's, you know, when you're talking contracts and salary caps and buyout possibilities and all that type of thing, you know, you've got to, it's not an easy thing to do, but I would think that would be one area for the Rangers that they would like to shore up and have more mobility on the back end. So, you know, and there's always, when it comes to this too, you have individuals that surprise you because either they play better than what you thought in the playoffs and they take another step, or players that you count on don't have a good playoffs. And that happened with the Rangers as well. So I think that in the end, you look at this and you say, you know, this was a team that surprised a lot of people. They finished as one of the top eight teams in the league, which is difficult to do, and no one expected them to be there. So those are the real positive things. But I think when you look at this last series that you lost, it's always a difficult thing to lose, and it's emotional. But I think when you look at this series, this will be a series that I think this group, the entire Rangers, will look at with probably more disappointment in losing this series than just about any other series they've lost in the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years.
Because of those losses where they had the leads late in the games, you had three of those in two rounds, three devastating losses that shouldn't have happened. I mean, those are, when you got a lead with a minute left, you can win the game, and you got to figure out why you didn't. And that happened three different times. We've talked about it. You know, you mentioned, you know, having guys who can skate the puck out. Clearly, they weren't able to get the puck out of there and get the offense, you know, under control in those late minutes. Was that more personnel? Was that more the way they played? Was it more system? Was it more personnel? What do you look at when you see those breakdowns?
Well, I think there's a number of things, Mike, and you know that happens to every team, right? But generally, you know, if it happens once, to have it happen as often as the Rangers went through it in this last in this playoff season is unusual. And so you can always look at, you know, mistakes by personnel that are on the ice, you know, decisions made as to, you know, whether you, you know, those players still have the ability to defend the way they have, you know, in the past. Pot luck is always part of it.
Right.
Opposition is always part of it. I mean, the performance we saw out of Erik Karlsson, he was the best player in the series for Ottawa, is always part of it. And just a mindset. I mean, I was surprised by, And especially when you hear, you know, you hear your captain, Ryan McDonough, you know, talk about how many times they shot themselves in the foot. You hear Matt Zuccarello say, you know, we gave away two games in the series. I mean, if you give away one game, it's difficult to win a series. When you give away two games, then it really becomes an uphill battle. But I still think they had a chance, even though they did that. I was I was surprised the way they played Game Six, until the third period is when they really were a desperate team. But so I just think there's a lot of things, Mike. I don't think you
is
can
there
pinpoint.
Something missing? Is this? I mean, I guess you know that's it is a hard thing to pinpoint. It really is, because just getting a player doesn't mean that player is going to do it in the playoffs. I mean, obviously, because you know that we've seen teams that, I mean, the last couple of years, the playoffs have started, and everyone's loved Washington, and Washington is still waiting to win. I mean, and now they're killing Ovechkin like it's over for the guy. I mean, so the bottom line is, I mean, we know he's a great player. You can see that when you watch him. I know that this year maybe it wasn't the same player. I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with him. But the bottom line is, you've seen years where he's played great and they haven't won.
Right. No, it was almost his entire career, Mike. I mean, the guy is a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, when he finishes and his first opportunity comes up to go in the Hall of Fame, he's the first ballot. I mean, there's no question that's where he's going. But one player can't do it all. And let's face it, Ovechkin is a great player, and he's a shooter. That's what he is. So you have to have other players around him that help out. So you go down the roster, and if you're Washington, you say, what happened to Backstrom, and what happened to this player, and what happened to, you know, Shattenkirk on defense, and their goaltending, and that, you know, that wasn't as strong as it had been. You know, so there's so many different areas that you point to and you can look at as to why you didn't win. And so it's no different with the Rangers than it is with Washington. And there's only so many players, like, and there aren't many, like Sidney Crosby, and you see the goaltending performance they got out of a guy that was their backup last year, you know. So, you know, it's just it's such a fine line to get over that, you know, to get over that line. And it's hard to do it with passengers. You really have to have everybody playing as well as they can for whatever their talent level is. And that's what Pittsburgh has shown us over the last few years. And Washington hasn't, and the Rangers had some players that didn't play as well as they needed to in order to move on.
So
it's simple as that.
You're saying small moves, nucleus stays together, subtle moves, and bring the team back.
Yeah, when I look at the season, I say they had a good year.
Okay,
they had a good year with a disappointing finish, and so I go back to what they did last year. They got younger in the offseason.
Yep.
You know, you've got some kids that are coming up. Jimmy Vesey in the playoffs showed that this kid's going to be a player. And so those are all positive. He'll be better next year. I don't know what happened to JT Miller and Kevin Hayes, whether it was a confidence thing.
And Kreider didn't have a great playoff either, right? Kreider didn't have a great playoff, right?
Kreider's an enigma, Mike. He's a well-liked guy. He is a human specimen physically, with the way he can skate, the way he can shoot, the power that he has in his game. And if you could harness what he did in the third period of that game, and that's where people shake, you know, scratch their heads, and you go, how come what we saw in the third period, which was a dominating performance by Chris Kreider that forced the coach to double shift him because of the way he was playing, and then you go, well, you know, what happened in period one or two? What happened in game three or whatever, you know, whatever it was? And so he's still, you know, he's a 25, 26-year-old kid now that had a better season this year than he's had in past seasons. And I think because of his raw talent that you wonder why it's not a big step to the next level as opposed to baby steps that continue to see him improve. And so that's where the frustration lies in. And so, you know, is he 28 goals in the regular season almost seems easy for a guy like Chris Kreider, and I think next year he probably goes over 30. But again, it's a combination of if he's going to have games where he's not a factor, you know, who else is there to that you can lean on until you know, the next time he becomes a factor. So there's some frustration level there, but there's no question that he would be a coveted player that most teams would want on in their organization.
We're talking with Joe Micheletti about the Rangers. Before I let you go, you're off doing all these games. Give me a thought. Do you think, I know the Penguins will be expected to beat the Senators. Are they healthy enough that they'll beat the Senators?
I would say yes, Mike. I would say yes, they are. And they, you know, they've got the goaltender who won it all for them last year, the rookie, Matt Murray, is now healthy. He was the backup last night. I'm sure they probably stay with Marc-Andre Fleury in goal with what he did last night, what he's done in the playoffs, and just ride him. And so, but they do have now another healthy goaltender. Sidney Crosby took a beating, but again showed why he is the best player in the world, and there's no question about that. And so I still think that Pittsburgh is going to win that series against Ottawa, but Ottawa keeps making believers out of a lot of disbelievers. There's a lot of people, Mike, that in January and February didn't think that Ottawa had a chance to make the playoffs. And you and I have discussed all the personal things that have happened with that group of players and their wives and that type of thing, and all the hardships they've gone through, and they keep finding ways to do it, and you never can count out Eric Karlsson.
That guy's great.
He is something special.
Yeah,
Mike,
he's a heck of a player.
He really is. Really is something special. But I still think that Pittsburgh wins the series.
Okay. Who wins out west?
I think Nashville. I think Nashville wins. And, you know, last night Anaheim was able to win Game 7. It's a really quick turnaround for them. Game 1 is Friday night. That's tomorrow. And so hardly any rest for Anaheim, who's beat up as well. I mean, they've got some injuries. And Nashville won on Sunday afternoon. So they get a couple of extra days rest, and they fly into Anaheim today. And you know, Nashville sweeps Chicago. You know, they get through St. Louis in six games. They've got a lot of things going. I think that Nashville has the better goaltender in Pekka Rinne than Anaheim. But Ryan Getzlaf in Anaheim, who won a Stanley Cup 10 years ago, Mike, is a special player, and he's playing the best hockey of his career. So. But I still think Nashville, with the rest and the way they play and their group of defensemen, I think they find a way to win this series.
Listen, thanks for your help again this year. Appreciate you coming on and taking us through the playoffs with the Rangers, and we'll talk soon. Thanks very much.
I appreciate you having me on, Mike.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much, Joe.